Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
This week, I saw a YouTube clip of a re-edit of the Force Awakens trailer. And these days, re-edits are a dime a dozen. You know, it's only a matter of seconds before a new teaser's put out in Lego form, and then the Lego form's refilmed in human form. It's out of control. But this one I came across left me quite moved, and we have got the creator here today to talk to us. Welcome to the show, Nick Skywalk.
Pleased to be here.
When I watched the trailer, I was very jet lagged. I just spent the previous like 18 hours on plane flight. So I loved it, but it didn't like kick me in the ass. And then I watched it the next day and I cried. Like, I didn't even expect, I just like, oh, I'm going to give it another watch. But when I watched your one, which I saw someone linked to very late at night, and I was bawling at how much it, like the images with those words meant to me. Now, just talk about how the clip was. Let's explain what happens in the clip, first of all, for those that haven't seen it. And if you've gotten this far into the podcast, stop it now. Make sure you're not around anyone that you're going to be embarrassed to cry in front of. And watch this clip. It's linked. If you look at the show notes, there'll be a link there to the clip. Explain what happens in the clip, first of all.
Well, it's basically, I think almost everyone agrees that the best part of the new trailer is the Han Solo part when he speaks about the past. And it took me due to the time difference, the clip was released like 4 or 5 in the morning in Sweden. So during the workday, I watched the clip a few times, and sometime in the afternoon, it just dawned on me, you know, that I loved that part with Han Solo so much, and that I kind of felt what he was feeling and what he saw, and I just knew I had to stay at work that evening and do this.
So what do you do as a job?
I work with mostly motion graphics. I work in a company that provides LED screens for events, and I provide content for those LED screens. So it could be commercial ads for football pitches and stuff like that, among other things. I do a lot of things, but so I'm good with Photoshop and film editing. I do not work with a lot of film, though, but that's where my passion is.
Yeah. So it's Han Solo talking about how it's all true, all of it, and then you flash back to show the dark side and the Jedi, and where did you, like, it just sprung into your head that you had to do this?
Yeah. I didn't plan this it just came to me, and I knew I just had to do this. And almost all the clips are just thrown in by a random chance. I just scrolled through the films, and this this clip is good. I will use that. And I gathered up a lot of clips, and then I placed them out where I thought they fit. So it's, and I almost restrained myself from thinking too much because I wanted it to be organic and not too planned out.
Mm. Well, I have to say, I was watching it. I was dubious because there's just so much fan re-editing and you know, some of it is great and some of it's maybe not necessary. And I was about ready to go to bed and it started. And what got me was him saying how it's true, all of it, and then it goes into the clip from the teaser or the trailer of the Millennium Falcon going through hyperspace, which I was so excited to see. The prequels did not feature the star lines. It did not feature a ship going into hyperspace, which,
right,
like, to me was just, you know, that was such a thing of, and such an exciting thing to see in the original films. And, you know, as I said before, George Lucas has said a lot of things, and he has said, which this just baffles me, Nicholas, that he didn't show going into hyperspace in the prequel, so it would be a surprise in the original trilogy. And that, it just does not make sense to me, because how do you explain Yoda then? It just seems like you forgot to do it. But anyway, that's my little rant there. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But when the, see, cynicism, but let's get back to happiness. When the Millennium Falcon from the new teaser goes through hyperspace and then somehow bleeds into the shot of the Millennium Falcon going, heading around to Yavin 4 with the big, the son of Yavin or whatever that is. I
think that is Yavin itself.
Oh,
Yavin 4 is the moon.
The moon.
Yeah, it's a gas giant.
Okay, hey, we're not playing Trivial Pursuit right now, buddy. I was bawling. It was something, and I'm fascinated with how these images, like, just seeing them edited into a new way with that voice over it, that how they affect me. I was just, it was almost, and then when you, like, he says the dark side and it shows Darth Vader in a few various things on Bespin, and then it says the Jedi and it shows Yoda on Dagobah, it shows Obi-Wan, then it shows Luke. You pretty much had me begging for mercy, Nicholas. I was just, I just couldn't, like, it was so amazing. And then it leads into, like, a montage of things. And I think what we, you know, we've grown up with these films and we almost take the amazing places for granted. Like, you talk about how, like, I think when Han says it's true, it goes from the hyperspace to Yavin 4, and then it shows the temple on Yavin 4, the ion cannon on Hoth, then the sail barge exploding, then Cloud City with the X-Wing. Like, all these magical places that we sort of take for granted now. And I think this year is so fun that we get shown all these new, and JJ's so good at giving us a glimpse and then letting our imagination run wild with what that could be and where does that take place and stuff. And it was really cool just to see these things which are now classic, you know, especially in, you know, that we're 30 years in the future. And it's just like, oh, yeah, these things, they're so familiar to us, but, like, we sort of forget how, like, amazing the imagination of George Lucas and guys like Joe Johnson and Ralph McQuarrie were to come up with all these amazing scenes. What made you pick those sort of sporadic images?
It's because the music in the segment is bombastic, or what you call it. I needed some iconic and grand scenes to go along and change on those drum beats. You know, to put characters there that early, I think it would have been wrong. So I wanted familiar Star Wars surroundings to get you into. It's like the Falcon is the time traveling device. And when you drop out of hyperspace, you see Yavin 4, and then you see different locations flash before your eyes, and then you're off with Luke on his way to Cloud City.
It just made me remember, I don't know, almost like the adventures we've already been on. They've been amazing. Like, it's so weird, but it just had this, this visceral effect on me. And it, of course, ends, there's montages of battles, and as Han talks, it shows him, shooting his blaster, and there's Boba Fett, there's all these, just great images, that Endor bunker blowing up, and then it ends with Luke deigniting his saber. It sounds like that was a pretty obvious place for you to end it.
Yeah, I love the fact that I came up with that idea, because in the original trailer, that sounded someone swinging his lightsaber, but it works. The sound for someone turning the saber off as well. And I think, because that is how Luke defeats the Empire. Okay, this clip is early on in the lightsaber fight, but by being passive, Luke wins the day in the end. So to end on that note, it just felt right.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.